Hi, welcome to Talk Chinese. My name is Xiaolan. Today, we want to show you how to say something very useful and very trendy, professional in Chinese. We have Ellie Hill. Ellie is a professional poker player. 你好。
你好。
Right, as a poker player, I remember you just came back from Las Vegas.
That's right.
With a great triumph.
I had some success this time, yep.
Okay, share with us. What was the best you did this time?
Well, each time you go, you have to pay a buy-in, the entry fee, and that's $10,000.
Wow.
So it's a big tournament, and this time I brought back $46,000.
Congratulations. Wow. So I hope you had a wonderful time in Las Vegas, and then when are you going back again?
I'll be going back again next year, so it's usually in the first couple of weeks of July.
Right. Okay. So, wow, people can really make a great living by being a professional player.
There are quite a few professionals. I'd guess in the UK, maybe 2,000 or something. Yeah, there's a reasonable number.
So being a professional player, we use the word in Chinese. We say 达人。
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 Yeah, there are two words. The first word 达 is D-A, second tone, go up. 达。
达。
Yeah, 达。
达。
That means to reach somewhere, to arrive somewhere, and that also indicates the achievement. 达
达
Yeah, so when you say, oh, I arrived somewhere, we say 达到达到 is to go, and 达 is somewhere. So when you do like anything professional, as Malcolm Gladwell said, you need 10,000 hours and probably more than that. So you have achieved somewhere. And then, so that's the first word, 达
达
The second word means person. So, 人
人
Yeah, it's a second tone as well. Slightly hard to pronounce. It's like a z sound. 人
人
人
人
So, a person who has achieved something, doesn't matter what, we say 达人
达人
Yep, it's a very trendy word. Didn't exist before, but nowadays you see that all the time. On the social media, on the newspaper, in every literature, we call 达人
达人
So you are a poker 达人 So we can say, yeah, 扑克达人
扑克达人
Yeah, so poker in Chinese, they say 扑克
扑克
Yeah, and it's just a direct sound translation. They borrowed a couple characters to sound something similar to poker. 扑克达人
扑克达人
Yeah, so next time, because you are practicing your Chinese, and when your Chinese is so good, I can say you are a 中文达人
中文达人
Yeah, 中文 is Chinese. So Chinese literature, Chinese language. So 中文达人 you are the Chinese pro, Chinese expert. 中文达人
中文达人
Yeah, so 达人 Yeah, you can use it everywhere. Basically, for example,You are already a 英文达人英 that means English. And 文 is the literature in English. So 英文达人 because you are very good at English, I can call you 英文达人
英文达人
Yeah. And nowadays, there are a lot of 达人's around. I think that's a rise of the internet and the rise of the social media. So on YouTube channel, you can see a lot of people, they share. Yeah.They share the skills, how to do makeup, for example, and how to fix a car, how to hang a door, and how to play poker, and how to 达人 So there are a lot of 达人 around. So let's have a look. What else 达人we have? If you are very good at computer, we say you are 电脑达人
电脑达人
Yeah, 电 means electricity. 脑 means the brain. So electrical brain, it's the computer.So, you are a 电脑达人。
电脑达人。
Yep, that means you are very good at computer, and maybe your dad and mom will come over, hey, Ellie, can you please fix my computer? Because you are a 电脑达人。
电脑达人。
That's right. And then, another type of 达人, we can say some people, they know all the details about every single television program. Those people, we call them 电视达人。
电视达人
That's it. Did you notice that? Three words are the same, only the second word different. So 达人 is the expert, the pro. 电视 means television. 电, as we know, is electricity. And 视 here means vision. So the electrical vision is television. 电视
电视.
Yeah, I've not just watched television like a couch potato. I'm the expert of that. So if you ask me everything about each show, the characters, and which episode, what happened, I know all of that. I am a 电视达人.
电视达人.
电视达人. Are you a 电视达人?
I don't think so, no.
Okay, I'm not a 电视达人, but I think I'm a movie达人. Mm-hmm. So the way to say movie, we say 电影.
电影.
Yeah, 电, the same, electricity. And 影 means shadow. Uh-huh. So the electrical shadow, 电影, movie. So
电影.
I am a 电影达人.
电影达人.
Okay, so I am. That's a very easy word in Chinese too. 我是.
我.
我 is I. And 是 is am or is or are. 是.
是.
我是.
我是.
电影达人.
电影达人.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't say that because it sounds a bit arrogant, although, yeah, but just for the sake of practice, I say 我是电影达人.
我是电影. 电影.
达人.
达人.
我是电影达人.
我是电影. 电影.
达人. Yeah, and 达人, when we say it, 达 is the second tone, so we make sure we move up. When we say it in a different tone, be careful. D-A, da, 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 da. When there are four different tones, they mean different things. So, when I say da, da means to take a ride. Da ren, doesn't really mean anything, but I would imagine if you really want me to give a meaning, that could mean like I pick up someone on the street. So it's not good. Not da ren. 达人, second tone, that means I'm the expert, the one we said, the person who has achieved something, some profession. 达人, it's very bad because 打 means to hit someone. So 打人, there would be some violence happening and someone is going to scream, so don't do that, not 打人. 大人, when it's a fourth tone, 大, that means big. So big person, 大人, means an adult. So 大,大,大,大, they are all different. So when we say 大人, to make sure that is a second tone, 大人.
大人.
Yeah, and if you want to hit me, okay, so what do you say?
大人.
大人. Yeah, if someone hits someone, okay, 大人.
大人.
And what do you say when you talk about an adult?
大人.
Yeah, 大人, we go down. 大人.
大人.
大人. Okay, so let me try to say it, and you guess which one.
Okay.
大人.
Is that the second tone?
Yeah. And it's the expert.
That's the expert.
How about 大人?
To hit someone?
Yeah, to hit someone. Yeah. Okay, thank you so much, Ali, for joining us. Today, we talk about the pro, the professionals. 大人. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please don't forget to join us tomorrow. Bye, 再见.
再见.